Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriot captain Devin McCourty. I'm going to start by asking you this. Okay, we're all used to seeing Jamie Collins make sacks, Chandler Jones make sacks. Devin McCourty makes a sack. How big was that for you?
Oh, it was big. They got to hear my voice now all year in the locker room. telling them whenever we draw up a blitz, it should be me. And talking a little trash to all the defensive ends that I'm trying to catch them this year.
Tell me about your position coach. Did he challenge you ahead of time? What's this story all about?
No, it was just funny. We were all talking in the safety meeting room, and he mentioned, you know, his 4 years of coaching strictly the safeties. Not one guy has a sack. Steve Gregory, I think he got credited one, but it was like a no-gain scramble sack. So it was funny. Early in the game, Chung came free, and then he missed. So we both looked to the sideline right away. So it was just cool. I got one. It just happened to be the game he mentioned that no one had gotten
a sack.
So I don't know. I guess it was a coincidence.
You guys sort of take that personal, though. You get over the sideline, how happy were you?
Oh, yeah, it was just funny. I mean, for us, you know, especially me, I don't blitz a lot. A lot of times I'm in coverage, so getting a sack always it gets everybody going.
Is it hard to believe now that you are the elder statesman back there? I mean, time goes by fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now that you're the captain and you get everybody lined up, and do you think it's going the way you want it? The way you want it to go back there?
As long as we're winning, I mean, it's going the right way. And I think, you know, one thing I learned early in my career is that the season never goes as planned. And it's all about adjusting and doing what you got to do each week to get a win. And I think we have a group that's comfortable, you know, adjusting and doing, you know, whatever it takes to win, you know, preparing for that game and then also within the game.
You've played the role of center field. You see Daron Harmon playing the role of center field now, too, is when you see him get a pick. And how has his improvement helped the secondary overall?
Oh, it's been huge. I mean, every guy that's been in there this year, I think, has played a big factor and a big reason why we've been able to be successful. You know, especially for him now, you know, you get a couple years under your belt, things start to slow down on the field. And I think, you know, he's in position to make plays, and then he's going and making them. You know, the catch he had against Miami was a great play. So I'm happy. You know, he's a guy I've known for a while now. So seeing him and, you know, also Logan's success is good. It's like a big brother.
Yeah, when you guys are making picks back there, is it one for all? One all for one and one for all? Yeah, you feel, man, like you're one big unit?
It's definitely competitive going in.
Is
though,
it?
You know, so everyone's kind of keeping track of what's going on. Everyone wants to stay in that. In that interception race, but I mean, I think you could see after, you know, anybody gets an interception, how crazy the secondary goes, running to them, running to try to get a block. So we definitely have fun out there when we get those turnovers.
The Washington Redskins are next. Now, when you face a team that you're not familiar with, how much more preparation?
You got to put more in just to get to know, especially personnel wise. You know, obviously they have some big names, so. You know them, you know, kind of guys making plays, but actually, you know, sitting down and getting to know them and, you know, what routes they like, what are they, you know, what combinations do they do, you know, you got to put more time. And I think, you know, a little helped us is last year going down there and practicing.
Right.
You know, you still got that somewhere deep in the back of your mind, but this skill group is as talented as the group we played. You know, obviously I don't think they get a lot of press, you know, for how good of a group they are, but you know, you talk about backs, tight end, and Reed, and, you know, obviously with DeSean Jackson coming back, receivers with him and Garcon, you know, they're a very talented group.
Does that mean you have to watch more film of them?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as a group, we've watched more film, and I think this is a great time to have, you know, the couple extra days that we had to, you know, get a good jump and be able to do some things and just keep going over things leading up to the game.
You have a special event coming up. Tell us about it. And I know sickle cell is near and dear to your family.
Yeah, this will be the second time bringing the casino night to Boston. So my aunt has sickle cell, I think people are aware of. And myself and my brother have really got involved in trying to do different events. So next Monday, November 9th, at Royale in Boston, having a second casino night in Boston. So it's a great event. You know, you get to come out, have fun gambling for a good cause. There's some kids that come out earlier that are affected by the disease, and, you know, they get a chance to come out, take pictures with the players, walk the red carpet. So it's a great event, and I really have a lot of fun and enjoy doing it and seeing how many people it affects and them having a good time and, you know, benefiting from the actual casino night.
The trade deadline came and went, but that day, were you on the phone with your brother in Tennessee saying, hey, Jason?
I just say, I talk to him every day. What was discussed, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
It was funny, though, just going on Twitter and seeing I think we had like 250 mentions.
Wow.
Of just people talking about it. I guess a couple of people mentioned that it was a possibility. So it was just funny. I mean,
possibility of him coming here.
Yeah. So, I mean, me personally, how close, I have no idea. But it would have been funny just having him here in the locker room and seeing how that worked.
All right, my friend. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Devin McCourty, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.